Hearing none? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, they pass. And Adam, let me thank you for chairing that meeting for me. Number five, additions, deletions, and corrections. I have none. Does anyone?
None.
Okay. Madam so there's Chair. None there. Public portion. Is there anyone from the public portion here who wishes to speak?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Mark Garofalo, you started before the recording was going, so if you could just indicate for the record whatever you did before the approval of the minutes.
Okay. I called the meeting to order at 6:31. We recited the Pledge of Allegiance. We called roll. At the moment, we have a quorum. We looked at the minutes. Bob made a motion to approve. Adam seconded. The minutes were accepted. There are no additions, deletions, or corrections. And I was just asking about public portion.
Okay. And just for the record, Mr. Lisi, Mr. Pacheco, Ms. Barker, and Ms. Pusco are here.
Right.
And,
as well
is that
as
Ellen?
Ellen is there
yes.
as well.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. All right. So again, there's no one there from the public who wishes to speak. All right. Then I'm going down to old business. The monthly update from Ken Schultz. He had a wake tonight. He had a death and he did not submit a report. He said there wasn't much. We talked to him briefly, Ellen and I, today. He said there was not much of an update, but he'll have a report for us next month. So we're going to bump that. Joan has submitted a report. Has everyone had a chance to look at Joan's report?
Yes.
Any question or discussion? Joan is not here. She's on vacation until the 12th. So other than what's in here, I don't know a lot. Ellen may know more, but are there any questions or comments about the report? I certainly can get the answers for you if I don't have them. All right, so if not, is there a motion to accept Joan's report as written?
Aye.
Monique?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Any discussion on the motion? On the report, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. So then we're gonna go down to old business C, discussion and possible action regarding cameras at Steiger and Guardiano. So far we've gotten one estimate, and it's quite high. So obviously we're gonna need two more. It's concerning because we're looking at about, at least $56,000 for both sites. And yet certainly, I don't think anybody would disagree with the fact that there's a need for it. We're gonna be talking about locks later on, and that kind of fits right in because there are people at one of the sites saying that someone has a master key and has been entering their apartments. So obviously if we had cameras, we would be right on top of it. I don't know if you have comments on this or do you want to just table it until we get two more estimates? I know we do a lot of business with Reliable Technologies. They know our sites. They know how things are set up and what works well there in terms of the Wi-Fi and what doesn't. But I think at this dollar amount, it makes sense to get more estimates. Also, Rhonda Caldwell from TAFA is coming down on Tuesday. She's going to do a site visit. And it seems like there may be some money that could be tapped into. I know that TAFA underwrote the last grant that we got. It was $1.2 million, and then they took back what we didn't use. Some of that we hoped could be used for cameras, but not at these two sites. We were looking at CC. I think it's worth a conversation with Rhonda on Tuesday to say, listen, are there any monies out there? You know, we applied for SSHP, or we tried with Peter a few years back, and we weren't successful because the paperwork didn't get in on time. But if they're offering that again, and we can find someone who's skilled at that kind of grant writing, it may be time to look at that because we still have other issues. It's not even just the cameras. I don't know. This is my thought. What do you guys and ladies think?
At first blush, I'm hearing a few problems. So yes, budgetarily, I think, you know, just in line with our procurement policy, we need to do our due diligence before we move on anything. And certainly they're talking large numbers that I don't think we could support at this time. But outside of that, I'm concerned about the safety of one of our residents who believes that their apartment is being entered. And I want to know if the police have been involved in this.
It's actually multiple. It's multiple residents. And no one has come forward to make the report. I mean, they're saying, you know, things have been moved or, you know, they notice that there's things that are changed in there. No one, to my knowledge, and Ellen, correct me, has said anything's missing, but it's just very scary to think someone would be able to walk into your apartment and, you know, kind of look around and touch your things. That's creepy. But yeah, none of them have gone to the police. And that's what I've said.
I do have written complaints. I do have written complaints. And people have complained to Diane. Too.
But they need to complain to the police. Mm-hmm. If the police matter.
Yeah, you know? I just, in the while I agree that the resident needs to engage with the police department, the onus is truly on them. My concern for our authorities' liability is growing now that I hear that we have a written notification of an access and security issue. So, I want us, either Ellen and I guess whoever she feels is appropriate or would make the resident most comfortable to facilitate that conversation with the police so we can formalize that complaint. Because now that we're aware of the problem, I think there's more of an onus on us to act.
Joan, I believe, has spoke to these people in that. And that's why I called Calvert to get a price on, you know, seeing what it would cost. They'll come out, I guess, to do it. Or they'll do it at their office. And because, I mean, like, I only have the one part-time guy, so that's a big project to get that done.
Right. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't take that other step, but I'm saying there are two issues here. You know, and
correct.
Fixing the access issue is obviously one way to do it and needs to be done. But I think the fact that there, in my eyes, a crime has occurred already. There has already been an infraction of somebody's rights, somebody's domicile, and a reason there what they should have a reasonable expectation of privacy within. And we need to make sure that as an authority, you know, we're receiving notification of these problems, that we are then passing it along to the agency that's responsible for this. And I just don't want us to be left holding the hot potato, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, we certainly can take those written complaints and bring them down to the PD and
yeah,
send
and
them
I
over
think,
and ask for a general
I think if
investigation.
Either Ellen or Joan, you know, if they acted as a facilitator in that meeting, I think you would probably get a formal complaint from the resident direct to the police. So if a little hand-holding is what I'm looking for.
The whole thing okay. is that nobody can prove that it's anybody going in there. Nobody could prove it. Nobody's seen it, him doing it. Nobody.
Right. And the police need to sort that out. The police need to investigate that. Right. All right. Outside of putting up cameras, they can post people for directed patrols, you know, a more aggressive investigation and things of that nature. We just need to ensure that our residents are being represented. And I think that there's some hand-holding that can be done cost-free. It's just hours on Joan and your part. And I know those are a hot commodity now, but I think this has to be a priority.
Okay. So we'll turn these over to the police. I know that Joan has spent time with them.
Yes.
She's very good at that. She's very good with them. And she's been encouraging them, but we certainly can take it a step farther. If they're not willing to go, we can hand the reports over and let the tenants know that that's our plan to protect them if they're not willing to go
right,
over
and then
there and make them themselves.
The police still make house calls. So if it's as simple as Joan going to that unit with that person, the person writing down their complaint, and then Joan calling the police, and as long as that person's there, it's not a third party, it's not a hearsay complaint, is that person mm-hmm. then directly talking to the officer saying, hey, this is what's going on, and this is my written statement. So I think us making that connection there, and like I said, providing some handholding, gets that done.
Okay.
I think it's worth the effort.
Well, yeah, because it's really worrisome to think that someone may have a master key.
Yeah, yes, that is very concerning to me.
All right, so let's go back to the issue. And so we're going to continue to get more more bids or more estimates on the job, at least two more. And we'll have that conversation with Rhonda from CHOPA to see if there's monies available for cameras, which I think nobody here would disagree was necessary. We'll go back to our reports, our complaints about someone having a master key. We'll speak with the people and we will handhold. And I think it's, well, the 12th is when? Today's the 5th. So we're talking a week away. I think mm-hmm. probably it doesn't behoove us to wait.
Joan has already talked to them.
And was no one willing to do this? Was no one willing to make a complaint?
They wrote it and they sent it to me. I got one, I believe. I'll look and see tomorrow if there's another one. But I mean, a couple have told Diane. I believe Joan has been involved in it.
Okay, well, the people that are at least willing to put it in writing, I think they've done their due diligence with respect to thinking they're notifying an agency that's going to handle it. And it's on us now to redirect them appropriately. And if redirecting means we sit down in their apartment with them and call the police with them and then guide them through or help them with that interaction, then I think we do that. That's what our resident services coordinator is uniquely qualified to do.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And I don't know why it hasn't happened. I didn't talk to Joan before she left, so I don't know whether they didn't want to do it. She did. I don't know. But obviously, we can certainly have the conversation. I can go on down to the housing authority tomorrow and work with Ellen to make some of these calls to these folks.
Okay.
I do have a question. Forgive my ignorance in the matter.
Not at all.
Until we can get the buildings wired, I know there's several different home surveillance, like people get independently. Is that something that we can put in the meanwhile if it's a repeated issue for some of the residents? I know family members that buy the cameras themselves and while they're away on vacation, they can monitor. Is there someone that they can set it up and monitor for them in the interim? Because that's $30 versus thousands of dollars.
Well, it is. It is. I don't think we would have an ability in the office to monitor individual Ring cameras. I'm not that tech savvy. But I don't know. I know that we have some cameras over at CC that are on and can be viewed after the fact, but we don't have them anyplace else. Gentlemen, I don't think Ring cameras are accessible to anybody but the person on their own personal phone, correct?
As far as I know, you're correct.
Okay. I mean, if they were willing to have to monitor it themselves or have their families monitor it, I think if I were in that situation, that maybe what I'd do, aside from talking to the police, but we can't make them do that.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Because there are some that will give you the updates and you can check it when you have a free moment instead of that ongoing surveillance. So I don't know, just an option, even if it's just the family or if they're able to do it on their own as well,
mm-hmm.
until we find a more permanent fix.
All right, sounds good. So now I'm just bouncing back to 8B. That's under a new business. So I'm going to put in Ring cameras discussion about police. In terms of the cameras, though, just the issues in cameras, my note to myself should be to get the other two estimates or get more estimates.
Yes.
Yeah. I just, we need to follow our procurement policy. It's a significant expenditure.
Yeah. And I'll talk to Rhonda too on Tuesday and see if there's any other monies that we might be able to tap into. And I'll report back next month. All right. So then we go down to new business. And it's discussion of possible action regarding an additional signer on Webster accounts. If you remember, I think at one point, Kathy Ducharme was also a signer, just in case one of us wasn't available. And it happened last month that Bob happened to be on vacation. And so we signed the checks late. And I think we might have incurred a few late fees. So it behooves us to put on that additional signer. Is anybody willing to take on that responsibility?
I would rather not.
Okay. Monique?
I would rather not as well. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, then we'll go with two and we'll just take it from there. Go down to B, discussion and possible action regarding the new locks. Okay. So we've kind of had that conversation. Is there anything else besides facilitating the complaints with the residents to the police and discussion of possible Ring cameras, continuing to look at the cost of the cameras that we can monitor? Any other discussion on that?
When we looked at the, Ellen, what was the price that Calvert gave us for new locks for Steiger?
$3,960.
So it was about $4,000?
Yeah. Correct.
I mean, maybe your discussion with Chaffa, that we might include that as well if there's monies.
Okay.
If there isn't, then I think we need to move on that.
Well, I agree, because if in fact this is what's happening, I think we have to move to protect them. But again, it's over $2,000, which is our procurement limit. And I suggested to Ellen that even though we do all our business with Calvert, they have all of our locks, they have everything, that we probably should go out and get two more estimates.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do that. And so I'll talk to Rhonda about that. We will try to quickly get two more estimates. And all right, do you want me to bring this back to next month, or do you want me to take the lowest bid and go with them? I mean, how soon do you all want to have this done? I'm feeling some urgency.
Especially with the locks, because it's about $4,000.
Yes. And I mean, it's been going on. And to call the police up there, they're not going to do anything. Nobody has proof that they've seen them. Nobody.
We still have to engage with them, Ellen.
That would be on the police.
Right. To say that there's no proof and they can't move forward, or they can move forward. Either are. But I think Adam's right. Now that we know, we have to encourage them to make a complaint. And if not, at least give them the information that we have and have them go out and talk to individual residents. If the residents don't want to have that conversation, we can't make them do it. But at least we'll have covered ourselves and done what we thought was best for them.
Yeah. I know Joan talked to a few people, so I don't know what she talked about, who she talked to, or any of that.
It's too bad she wasn't on. It would be helpful.
Linda, as far as the locks and the bids, I mean, certainly Calvert's done a lot of business with. I would think that we can probably empower you even if Calvert isn't the highest bid, but you know, within reason. And if we can get this done, I don't think we should wait a month.
I would say
empower you to make that decision on the locks, if whatever the board decides.
All right, Bob, do you want to make that as a motion?
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we empower the commissioner to make a decision on the bids for the new locks for Steiger Terrace.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we'll get those two in, and then we'll choose who we think is best, and we'll get those locks changed. I'll talk to Rhonda about that on Tuesday as well when she comes. All right. So we'll move on to discussion and possible action regarding five apartment turnovers, the most economical way to get the work completed. So again, we have one really amazing part-time maintenance employee and nobody else to work with him. The mayor sent us someone and he ended up not being appropriate and actually couldn't work some of the hours. So that didn't work out. And we had someone else who put in an application but said, hey, listen, I've never done the work. I've been a project manager. I don't have licenses. So that kind of didn't work either. We have talked to everyone that we could think of. We have put it back in the Valley Indy and asked them just to keep it running. I'm not sure what else we can do. It's really hard. I feel sorry for Frank because he's working very hard and the quality of his work is wonderful. But I don't want to see him go the way of people during COVID, where all the weight of the world and these 106 apartments are on his shoulders, because we not only have these apartment turnovers, you know, we had two people pass last month in the same week. We've had people who put in reasonable accommodations to move from their apartment to a more handicapped accessible unit. And so then they've been in their apartment for a while, even if they haven't, you still have to do a turnover. You have to clean it. You have to assess it for painting. You have to assess it for flooring and plumbing and all of that. So it takes time. I'm really not sure how else to get the work done without thinking this one employee that we have, who's very valuable.
I think the key, like you said, is time. So do we have to be, I agree with you. I don't know what more we can do to engage with people to become employed, you know? So I think we just have to pace them. Much like the conversations we had with Joan previously about, you know, these are the hours that we were allotted. You do what you can. This isn't a slight. You got to pace yourself. And we are unfortunately going to have to financially suffer because it's going to take longer for that apartment to turn around. But
well, it's true. And the longer it takes, but you know, that's the amount of time that you don't have any rent coming in there.
I understand, but I don't know that that's the only way I can feasibly see this functioning without burning him out. And
well, he's been on call 24 hours a day for since the end of June.
Okay. How regularly are we called? Have we called him in?
He's been called in a few times. But the whole thing is with that on call, when you're on call, you can't make plans to go anywhere or do anything because you have to be there.
I understand. I'm trying to gauge what our need is for on call by seeing how much we're utilizing the one individual we have.
Ellen, do you have any ideas?
Well, I got a hold of Ultimate Cleaning. I've been having them try and help him with the apartment turnaround.
I believe we have to continue to use Ultimate Cleaning because even the money that we pay Ultimate Cleaning, if we can get these apartments rented faster, it would pay for that. And it takes some of the pressure off of him. But you know, they've done a pretty good job for us. So me personally, I would continue to use them and you know, to get.
I don't think we have much choice. I agree.
And to get those apartments up and leased is what we have to do.
One of the apartments that they are doing now, that we have a smoker in there for years. Everything is yellow. I stopped up there today to check on it on my way home. They had to use bleach. The yellow was rolling down the walls. And it just, as soon as you opened it, Frank said, all you smelled was smoke. So, I mean, they were really bleaching it today when I stopped up by there. So they've been painting them. That one's going to take a little while to get all that clean. The AC units are all yellow. I don't know. So they're in that one working right now. And then we had the apartment that had mold in it. So that had to be taken care of.
But we had a mold specialist for those. I mean, that was a whole different story.
Well, he did so much in there, but Frank's going to have to paint and roll the stuff for, you know, the water leaks.
I know. I was hoping this year after COVID, we weren't going to have as many turnarounds, but this year doesn't seem to be going much better than last.
And don't forget, we got three that are going to be moving into the new units. So there's three apartments right there. I have another one that I just got a reasonable accommodation for that wants to move into another apartment. So there's four more coming.
Apartment turnover. Right.
Four more on top of the ones we have.
Right, because these are all people who are coming from who are existing tenants already. They're not coming in on the street.
Right.
So then we have no choice. We have to continue to use Ultimate Cleaning and tell them to go quickly.
Yeah.
All right, then. Can I have a motion to continue to use Ultimate Cleaning?
I'll make that motion. We continue to utilize the services of Ultimate Cleaning for the turnaround of the vacant units.
I second.
Oh, thank you, Monique. Monique seconds. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So I think we need to go into executive session. Is Mark out there?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can text them.
I'm here.
I'm
2 meetings at once. I was in my office. Sorry. I just heard my name. What are you looking to
do? We need to go into executive session for a bit. Can you help us do that?
Yep. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, so just for the record, what we will do is pause the recording, and then anybody that's in the room that is not part of the executive session will move into the waiting room. There isn't anybody. from the public. We'll do is we'll just pause the recording. I will shut down the sound on my end. And then if you could just text me when you're ready, I'll put the tape back on and you could do the rest of your meeting.
Okay, but I need to make the motion to go in. Is that correct?
Right.
So you need a motion and a second. And if you're going to invite Ellen in, and then I'll pause it. And just note the time.
Okay. 7:01, and I make a motion that we enter executive session and invite Ellen Oskowski in. I have a second.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will now enter executive session.
Okay, the time, and you said the time is 7:01. It broke up a little bit.
7:01.
Yep. Okay, all right. So I'm going to pause the recording. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just note the time.
7:12. And do I have a motion to come out of executive session? I will make a motion to come out of executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Okay. It's 7:12. We are out. And Ellen, you can move on to the subsite housing coordinator's report.
Okay, between Frank and Ultimate Cleaning, We should be able to get some of these apartments done. I don't know if by the end of the month, but Frank is really, I mean, between work orders and trying to work on an apartment and doing everything else. And then the bills were all paid. They'll go out tomorrow. Well, for July, they went out already. This is July report. That's all I got.
Okay. Any questions for Ellen?
No, yeah. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Hey, Ellen, on Imagineers and looking at the vendor payments, I understand the admin fees for Imagineers. The $13,662, the one right underneath it, what was that for?
Let's see. Let me find it. Imagineers. That was the FSS payment from January to June.
Oh, those are good payments.
Yeah,
that's right. From the grant. The FSS grant.
Yep.
We have to, you know, they bill us each month, and then, well, they billed us for the 6 months because it was behind, and then now they bill us each month, and I draw it down.
No, that's fine. Thanks.
I think they're doing a good job. If I can just, I know this is probably, it's not on the agenda, but since it was raised, it's time to look at that FSS grant again. And Ian Tink, who's been doing the grant for us, had some concerns, as did Ken Schultz, about do we actually have the number of people involved in the program. And Ian's suggestion to us was to go ahead and file for the grant, and maybe we would get a lesser amount. Maybe they'll refuse us a grant. We didn't meet the criteria. I know that Laura tried hard to find folks, and I'm assuming Maria and Emma have reached out to people. We had someone very successful who had money in her account, and Bob and I and Ellen just signed a check for $6,000 that went back to her, money that she earned and grew in escrow from being so successful in the program. It's a good program. I think it's just harder and harder to find people who want to get involved with it. So we'll take a stab at getting the grant again. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I'll let you all know.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. So I think that brings us to the end. We have a motion to adjourn, or we can make a motion. It's 7:16.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Good night.
Opposed? Good night, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Take care.
Bye.